Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on IndianaFreedomTalkRadio.com, the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, oh man, what a way to start the day. It's Weasel Wednesday, people. It's the 6th day of December 2017. It's 12:08 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. And we went to put the call-in line up. I don't know if anybody's in on the call-in line or what the hell is going on. This number has been changed permanently. Man, the Israelis sure do not like it when you criticize their international duplicity, do they? We open, where we are here. Anyways, people, it is 12:09 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and I did hear somebody finally ring in. I wonder what people were getting when they were trying to, you know, call into our call-in line, because when I went to put it up, it said, oh, this number has been changed permanently. Anyways, this is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029, and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It's currently 34 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 37 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. A sunny, cold day. That's enough said for that. We're already running behind schedule here, so we'll see what we have. Well, we're going to, you know, before we jump in the articles, we're going to give a comment on, you know, Herr Trump, the world dictator, declaring that Jerusalem is now the capital of Israel. And we're going to get into that as soon as we return from these messages from our most outstanding sponsors. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then, like I said there at the beginning, when we finally got a beginning that, you know, Trump came up today and he made the declaration as the world dictator that he is, that the capital of Israel is now Jerusalem. And apparently this foreigner, this American, this foreigner of that land, he comes up and makes this declaration that makes it so. They show the Israeli flag right beside the American flag, you know, the American colonies of the Israeli overlords. And, you know, of course, this is going to piss a lot of people off. This is going to cause a lot of people to get killed. But, hey, it's for our overlords. It's for our masters. And, you know, I love it. They come up and go, this is a climate campaign promise that Trump won. Well, since when do American presidents make campaign promises to people in other fucking countries? Would you tell me that? And this is, hey, this is one of the promises he's going to keep, just like giving the billionaires trillions more dollars and letting them sell Alaska, the Alaskan oil. Let them, you know, just take our goddamn resources and sell them to the Chinese, cash on the barrelhead, called American loans, but it's all going in their goddamn pockets. People, when does this stop? This, I mean, you think about back even in, you know, goddamn the 40s, the 50s, you know, right, even when Israel started, the idea that an American president, you know, is talking about campaign promises to foreigners. Not to mention this is a violation of the first article, separation of church and state, because he is making his declaration on goddamn, I guess it'd be the Talmud on theory, but it's goddamn religious shit. You're not supposed to run our government on based on religious shit. Especially for foreigners. So let's see what, I mean, let's look at the promises, the big promise that this bastard made to the American people. You know, like I said, we're the invisible people. 75% of the people in this country are fucking invisible. You better get that through your head. He's looking at the billionaires who put his ass in office, the international billionaires and trillionaires that put him in office. And he's looking at his masters over there, well, in Jerusalem now, because he has declared it. I mean, you know, if it was, you know, like a foreign country and you were going to, well, we're going to recognize Jerusalem is, that's one thing. When they're putting it up, and I mean, they're all over there dancing jigs and stuff, because this here puts the might of the United States military behind their assertion that we're taking Jerusalem for the Jews. Senate GOP unveils immigration reform with 3-year work permits for DACA illegals. This is from Breitbart. It was sent in by Katie for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. Senate Judiciary Chairman Senator Chuck Grassley today introduced a far-reaching GOP. This is you remember you people that went out there and voted for this son of a bitch. You voted for that Republican Party ticket. You know that Republican Party platform. Well, here it is. This is, I mean, at the same time that the head of that supposed party's up there telling you, every one of them's going out of here. No amnesty. They're getting deported. You know, here's your goddamn GOP, grand old party. You know, Republicans. Chuck Grassley today introduced a far-reaching GOP plan for reforming the nation's immigration laws. You're not going to enforce the laws. The laws don't suit the trillionaires. You know, our overlords, the corporate overlords in this country, they don't suit them. So we're going to change those. We're not going to throw this slave workforce out of this country. You people can get down there and grovel with the goddamn peons, the pissants, the coolies. For your bowl of rice and your fish head from the Chinamen that they're merging this goddamn country with. But two of his Senate GOP allies immediately split off to offer Democrats a bigger amnesty and a smaller cutback in chain migration. It's coming, people, because this shit has to, I mean, the time limits are running out. The GOP plan, this is the grand old Republican Party led by one Donald J. Trump. Dubbed the Security Enforcement and Compassion United in Reform Efforts, or Secure Act. I mean, listen to this goddamn shit that they keep coming at, the Secure Act, because it's about securing your country. It's about goddamn handing your country over to the third frickin' world. No, it's handing your country over to the international billionaires. This slave force is just going to come in here and vote their communist ticket like they do down in their countries. Would offer 3-year work permits to 690,000 DACA illegal immigrants in exchange for ending chain migration. We're going to make deals with the criminals that have invaded. We got to make a deal with them, you see. How about we just shoot their asses out of here? Ending chain migration, requiring mandatory screening to exclude illegals from jobs. Closing asylum loopholes used by migrants. This is the same old bullshit they feed you every time that they stabbing you in the back. Loopholes used by migrants. This is what, you remember Reagan? We talked about that yesterday. Shouldn't Donald Trump have been charged under the Reagan laws? This same horse shit they're selling you. We're going to bring another slave force in and we're going to do something good for you. Yeah. Used by migrants to get into the United States and penalizing so-called sanctuary cities, which refuse to cooperate with federal immigration enforcement agencies. I'm going to tell you guys something. They act like, you know, Trump get mad at San Francisco and mad at, they all shit through the same hole. This is how they get you to accept this shit. We tried and we're trying. We're going to do this. We're going to do everything we can. No, you enforce the fucking law and you get them out of here, or we'll get you out with them. How about that? We'll just shoot all you son of a bitches out of here. Isn't that what it's supposed to be? Isn't that what our founders intended? Did you think they intended for a goddamn rogue government of aristocrat, international aristocrats? These ain't even our goddamn people anymore. The president of the United States, he is not a natural born citizen no more than the last one was. His mom was born in Scotland. My mom was born in the United States. My dad was born in the United States. That makes me a natural born American national. Donald Trump can carry 2 passports, one for Scotland and one for the United States. That's international law. So that doesn't make him a natural born. But here it is, another goddamn foreigner thinking he could just hand your goddamn country over to his international partners, his international criminal cabal. Excluding them from jobs. Horseshit. You mean like the Reagan law did? Boy, it sure excluded them. They're laughing in your face. The chain migration element is key because it would reduce immigration by half. So driving up American salaries. Bullshit, bullshit, bullshit. They tell you every day exactly why they're doing this. To drive your wages down. Because you don't own this goddamn country and you can just join the rest of that goddamn human resource on a world scale. And whatever you can, if you can, you know, compete with a Cambodian for your goddamn beans and rice in your own fucking country. Aiding civic assimilation of recent migrants and spurring new productivity, boosting business practices. Oh boy, don't that sound just appealing? The bill is backed by Senators Grassley and John Cornyn. We talked about it already. Lindsey Graham, that frickin' little fag-ass traitor. Tom Tillis, James Langford, David Perdue, and Tom Cotton. But it is also being strongly supported by Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. You know, that dirty elite son of a bitch. You know, what you gotta understand is this is the elite. They're sitting up there, they've taken over the country, and they're just sitting back there dictating to the rest of us. Well, you know, the ones that, we don't even exist to them. They're dictating to one another, like we do not even enter in the equation. But I'm telling you, it's got to come down to, we got to have to do something about this, people. You just keep sitting here letting this shit go by, and man, pretty soon you're going to, I'm telling you what, they will outnumber you. They will bring enough outsiders into your country to conquer you, because you sit on your ass and let it happen. The bill is backed by Senators Grassley, Cornyn, and Graham, but it also is being strongly supported by Mitch McConnell. But two of the GOP senators are already suggesting they could accept major changes to the package. Grassley introduced the bill Tuesday afternoon in a floor speech, saying this plan is fair to all parties. When do we got to be fair with goddamn people invading our country? Back in the day, you shot people out when they did that. They crossed your lines, you shot them. Now we got to be fair with them. We have to be fair with them that have come here and we've paid to feed them, house them, educate their children, and now just give them everything you got and get the hell out of the way. Fair to all parties. It's pro-American and it's a solution to DACA. Oh boy, the solution you want, you international billionaire bastard. He continued, this bipartisan pro-American worker reform. Bullshit. I mean, that's coming up and just smiling in your face. Like, yeah, we're going to fuck you. We're going to take the last of the food off your table. Oh, no, this is for you. Tell me it ain't. Pro-worker reform, which the president strongly supports. Which the president, wait, let's do it. We're doing it. I don't care if it pisses Charlie off or not. He can just hang.
There will be no amnesty. There will be no amnesty. There will be no amnesty. Our message to the world will be this. You cannot obtain legal status or become a citizen of the United States by illegally entering our country. Our message to the world will be this. You cannot obtain legal status or become a citizen of the United States by illegally entering our country. Our message to the world will be this. You cannot obtain legal status or become a citizen of the United States by illegally entering our country.
Let me just tell you that Dwight Eisenhower moved 1.5 million illegal immigrants out of this country. You don't get nicer. You don't get friendlier. They moved 1.5 million people out. We have no choice. We have no choice.
The executive order gets rescinded. One good thing about...
You'll rescind that one, too?
One good thing
you'll
about...
You'll rescind the Dream Act executive
you're
order.
You're going to have to.
DACA.
We have to make a whole new set of standards. And when people come in, they have
so
to
you're
come
gonna
in...
You're going to split up families.
Chuck,
you're going to deport children.
Chuck, no. We're going to keep the families together. We have to keep the families together.
But you're going to keep
them
together
out. But they have to go.
What if they have no place to go?
We will work with them. They have to go. Chuck, and we either have a country or we don't have a country.
There is only one core issue. in the immigration debate, and that issue is the well-being of the American people. My first hour in office, those people are gone. We will immediately terminate President Obama's two illegal executive amnesties in which he defied federal law and the Constitution to give amnesty to approximately 5 million illegal immigrants. 5 million.
Campaign rhetoric, out and out, bald face lies. Traitor, deceiver. You Trumpers out there listening to me? I seen a couple come up on the site, man. They come up there and they try to do their little weasel shit like the communists do. Try to slide something in. Well, he did a pretty good thing here. No, he didn't. He is a goddamn traitor. He's a piece of shit internationalist. He's a liar. This bipartisan pro-American worker reform, which the president strongly supports, is an important first step towards creating the merit-based, economically productive immigration system that both Democrats and Republicans want to see. You mean the elite. There ain't a dime's worth it. This has all been a goddamn sham, people. They're about to get it. We were up in arms. Man, Hillary Clinton had been elected. It had been a sealed deal. Oh, no, we'll fall for the carnival barker with the fricked up pair. Grassley was followed to the fore by North Carolina Senator Tillis, who endorsed the bill but suggested he would back a bigger amnesty for roughly 2 million illegals. The Grassley bill includes a 3-year work permit program for 690,000 illegals. Now see, that's right where he told you this wasn't going to happen. Remember that lying son of a bitch? Who was he working for? He works for the Israelis because he did do what he promised his constituents in Israel to do. Now, didn't he? He did do what he promised his constituents, the billionaires, the international billionaires. He got what they got it for them, just like we told you he would. You're stupid. You're too stupid to breathe the same air as me if you went out and voted for that son of a bitch, because we called this step by step by step, didn't we? Before it happened, you think I am a swami? That I can divine this shit from thin air? Do you think it's just so goddamn blatant that a retard could see it and you missed it? The Grassley bill includes a 3-year work program for 690,000 illegals dubbed the Bridge Act. You know, the Bridge Act, because we want bridges and stuff, not walls, bridges, to bring the foreigners in to invade you over a bridge. Bridge the gap. The act does not allow the 690,000 DACA beneficiaries or the 3 million Dreamers, but they're legalized. This is what he said. It's illegal. Dreamers, young illegals, to get citizenship. But Tillis used his 10-minute speech to tout his Succeed Act. Now we got another big old bullshit, goddamn big-lettered act, which would provide 15-year path to citizenship for up to 2 million illegals who would subsequently bring in chain migrants, including their parents. Man, good thing you went for that other party, because, man, they were against this goddamn invasion. That guy Trump, man, he's going to stop the Secede Act. Would be considered in the process as a solution for undocumented children, said Tillis, who is a strong advocate of outsourcing American jobs. The average age of the DACA recipient is 26 years old. That's your goddamn kids. It ain't going to get a work. I hope you're happy. The Succeed Act would allow illegals who say they entered the country younger than 16 by mid-2012 to get work permits and then apply for citizenship in 15 years. The authors say the bill would cover up to 1 million people, but recent estimates by Pro-Amnesty Migration Policy Institute says the bill would cover up to 2 million, which means 10 million or 12 million or 20 million. Goddamn, they're just throwing numbers at you, aren't they? I mean, there's a million-dollar difference in opinion here. I mean, a million person. A million younger illegals, that inflow is equivalent to two new foreigners for every 4 Americans born in 2017. They're gonna breed you out. There's gonna be enough of them to conquer you because you're gonna let them do it. The Democrats' favorite legislation is the Dream Act, which would provide a fast track to citizenship for 3 million illegals and would not limit chain migration. No, oh God. The DACA recipients are a great group of people. They deserve an opportunity. You betcha they do. They've even done showered them in goddamn gifts and raised them for the, oh man, people. Tillis said, even though the illegals' college graduation levels are far below the college graduation rates of Americans, also nearly all DACA illegals interviewed by Breitbart News have rejected any compromise. We're not going to compromise with you and your country. We're taking this fucker. It don't belong to you. Got it? Get out. You punks. Rejected any compromise proposals, including cutbacks. How about you see if you can reject a compromise of my bullets in your face, bitch? Senator Cornyn also spoke after McConnell and hinted that the chain migration reform could be diluted. In his introductory speech, Grassley said, starting one day, okay, now do you remember the first hour, he was going to sign all this shit out of here. Remember, did you hear it? Did you hear that lie? Starting day one, that chain migration would be ended. You bet you will, just like Ronnie Reagan ended all of it, right? So ensuring that new immigrants could only bring in their spouses and minor children, but their parents, siblings, the siblings' spouses of, or the siblings' spouses' parents, regardless of age or health, skills, ideology, or ability to assimilate into United States open culture. We have an open culture. What are you assimilating into, huh? In contrast to Grassley, Cornyn suggested that the bill includes some limits on chain migration. That phrase implies that Grassley's day one rules would be eased to allow some chain migration. Yes, day one, absolutely. We're already easing it. It's just a proposal. Cornyn's possible concession, however, did not earn him any praise from the pro-amnesty lobbyists, including Todd Schult, the director of FWD U.S. Group. The group, FWD, I don't know what this is, but the group was created by investors to lower white-collar salaries by increasing the supply of foreign white-collar workers. They're doing this right in your face. Or, hey, when you lose your job, you know, you people who still have the research, you son of a bitches that would never help us and won't help us now. When you lose it all, we got nothing but for you. You deserve it. We're down at the bottom of the hour. We're going to take our bottom of the hour break. We'll be back in about 8 minutes. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Creme de Liumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporsRebellion.com.
School friends. About 3 hours later, she come rolling. it and I'm piping. You can twist it in a stem. You bake it and some brownies, smoke it through a bong. Roll up a great big fat one like old Cheech Chan Chong. Burn it through a hole in a can of Budweiser. If you can't take the heat. Purple from down in the south, and that old stuff your uncle smokes will give you cotton mouth. Homegrown is healthy, synthetic can kill you. My all-time favorite, redheads and familiar. That old wacky tobacco, when you feel it creeping up on you.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 1235 Pacific time, and that was Toby Keith with Wacky Tabacky. We listened to there at the break. A most needed drawing for From the Trenches, as we are short on funds this month. We are holding a drawing. Galen Jalapeno, number one New World Order hater. Mark Schumacher, JSTP. Joe STP, sorry. And Norm are sponsoring a drawing for From the Trenches World Report. Galen has provided two prizes, a charm in the shape of a pistol. The book, Choreography by Corey Feldman. That's hard to say. Jalapeno has provided four prizes, a trencher, three sets of ACU Mobile 2 9mm single magazine pouches that will fit two single stack mags, a P38 can opener, and a Molly 2 Alice adapter for three winners. So you get, I mean, that magazine pouch is singular. You get one pouch with it. There's three of them for three people. Number one New World Order hater has provided four sets of 30 music CDs for four winners. Mark Schumacher has provided three life straws for three winners. Joe STP has provided two 30 caliber combat cleaning kits for two winners. Norm has provided two prizes, a kid size gas mask with filter and carry bag, a Y harness 223 repack kit with bandolier and two hats. Every dollar donated equals one entry in the drawing. All those who have donated since the last drawing are automatically entered unless they specifically ask not to be. The drawing will be held December 15, 2017, in the final segment of The Word from the Trenches. We extend our thanks to Galen Jalapeno, number one New World Order hater, Mark Schumacher, Joe STP, and Norm for providing the prizes. All donations are needed and appreciated. Good luck to all those who step up. And back to this article. We're going to finish it. The pro-amnesty group, America's Voice, described the bill as a witch's brew of nativist poison pills. Grassley's bill includes many proposals that get very high support levels in polls. For example, the bill would require companies to use the E-Verify. You know, we're going back, how many years? 30 years? 40 years? Going back 40 years, they were going to do this. Remember, this is all bullshit. This is the same spill they give you as they bring another horde in, and it's almost too late, people. Like I said, you just let them keep doing it. Pretty soon, they will outnumber you in your own goddamn country. And they will whip your ass and take it from you. Because you sit there and let them. E-Verify system to ensure that companies do not hire illegals. The senator said that their version of mandatory E-Verify would include protections for small businesses. That's what they did last time, and then expand it to what's a small business. Well, the big corporations are small business. Well, Donald Trump evidently was. Hell, he had $4 Polish workers, didn't he? The bill would hire more border agents and judges. Boy, they're going to take care of us now, people. To quickly process legal claims made at the border. That means to get them in here, give them their $257 a day, give them a plane ticket, and get them in your neighborhood hacking up your kids. Support spending on the border wall and change rules to curb asylum claims by so-called unaccompanied alien children. Do you? Oh boy, I believe them, don't you? They're going to fix this thing. The bill would also enact Kate's Law, which is named for after Kate Steinle, who her killer. I mean, we got a prosecution coming here from the federal government on him. We'll see how that works out. Who was killed by an illegal immigrant in the sanctuary city of San Francisco. The bill is formally titled the Establishment Mandatory Minimum for Illegal Reentry Act of 2015. And it would raise. See these big old acts. These acts are seizures of power that they do not have. They have no authority to do none of this shit, people. And it would raise sentences for migrants who repeatedly violate immigration laws by returning to the United States after being deported. It's a felony when you come back in the second time and they don't prosecute it. They're not prosecuting these felonies now. So we'll just make a whole bunch more felonies. They're not going to prosecute. They're not going to enforce none of this shit. Just like they didn't enforce the laws before it, or we wouldn't be in this mess. Each year, 4 million Americans turn 18 and begin looking for good jobs in the free market. But the federal government inflates the supply of new labor by annually accepting 1 million new legal immigrants, by providing almost 2 million work permits to foreigners, by providing work visas to roughly 500,000 temporary workers, and doing little to block the employment of roughly 8 million illegal immigrants. 8 million. Remember Ronnie Reagan? Oh, they're going to go to jail. I'm taking these $310 million, and anybody else, I mean, it's just going to stop right here. I promise you, my word, the word of an international elitist liar. The Washington imposed economic policy of mass immigration floods the market with foreign labor and spikes profits and Wall Street values by cutting salaries for manual and skilled labor offered by blue-collar and white-collar employees. They're coming for you. It also encourages discrimination against American workers, drives up real estate prices and rent, widens wealth gaps, reduces high-tech investment, increases state and local tax burdens, and hurts kids, schools, and college education. But hey, it's the elitists, how they conduct us as their herd, how they herd us about, and what they do with us is just shut the fuck up, man, invisible people. And you're going to be invisible until you start knocking some knots on their head. I'm telling you right now. From high-tech careers and reduces the work activity rate below the rate in foreign rivals, which sidelines millions of marginalized Americans and their families. It's for America. He's going to this. What was the last thing the lying bastard said? Oh, it's going to be for America. Everything I do is going to be for Americans. Is that what you did today over there in Israel? I heard him talking about the people who were pushing for Trump. And man, your constituents over there in Israel were very happy with what you did today, you son of a bitch. You treasonous piece of trash, you international scumbag. Let's see what else we got here to outrage us out the gate. Okay. U.S. Justice Department weighs bump stock ban. Oh, just, you know, it went from the 1933 Gun Control Act. You know, we talked about these acts seizing power with it not granted by the people, just seizing it from the people because, well, the people ain't going to do nothing about it. 1968 Gun Control Act, you know, act of Congress. Now it's just these goddamn illegal agencies that can't exist. Well, we're just going to go ahead and take your gun rights at a whim. U.S. Justice Department weighs bump stock ban. This is from VOA. The U.S. Justice Department said Tuesday that it was considering, see, they were never supposed to have any Justice Department, any legal branch that come out here and to even talk about our rights, people, let alone think they can just come around. Well, the Justice Department, I'm going to write it on a piece of paper. We decide you can't have this, these guns. We've decided these guns are this, and just you're going to do what we tell you. Game. Rather, to ban certain bump stocks, the attachments that make semi-automatic rifles fire faster and were used in the deadliest mass shooting in modern history in Las Vegas in October. The Las Vegas gunman used bump stocks to allow, this is how it's written. The Las Vegas gunman's use of bump stocks to allow his weapon to fire like fully automatic machine guns, killing 58 people and wounding hundreds, has led to rare bipartisan agreement in Congress on the need to review whether they should be banned. Did you mean this Mossad operation where there were teams down on the streets where they shut up and said, we're not going to tell you. You know all you need to know. There was one guy who had bump stocks. We're taking your goddamn guns. That's what this is about, people. I mean, I want them to do it. Get on with it, you fucking cowardly ass communist pieces of shit. Get with the program. I think you're just a bunch of blowhards, a bunch of talk. But I mean, here it is. They're using it. This is just like Sandy Hoax. I mean, they came to the point where they were cornered, and an FBI agent came out and said, there was nobody in them buildings. That school's shut down for a year. This is all bullshit. We're talking about it no more. But we're taking your guns because it didn't. I mean, because it happened or whatever. Possessing firearm parts that are used exclusively in converting a weapon into a machine gun is illegal. No, it ain't. The second article of my Bill of Rights says there's nothing illegal about none of my guns. All the terriblest weapons of the soldier are mine by birthright. Are illegal. Well, because we say so. Really? A little handful of you son of a bitches say so, and the rest of you goyim, you cattle, you're going to do what you're told, you invisible cattle people. Except for certain limited circumstances, U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions and the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives that cannot exist, this illegal entity unauthorized by the people, said in a joint statement, today we begin the process of determining whether or not bump stocks are covered by our prohibitions on your second article, right? That we have nothing to say in its absolute law, but it ain't because we've taken your asses over. We're bringing in a new colonization force in here. We're going to finally take your dumb asses over to that ditch and put a 40 caliber bullet in your head and get you out of your misery. Because you're too fucking stupid to realize that you don't have to take this shit. Or either that or you're too cowardly to stand up. Authorities said Las Vegas shooter Stephen Paddock's ability to fire hundreds of rounds per minute over 10 minutes from his 32nd floor hotel suite was a major factor in the high casualty count. Oh, could have been the other fire teams on the goddamn streets mowing people down and in the casinos? Couldn't they have been responsible for that? Do you notice this just got shut down, people? This is exactly like Sandy Hoax. We're going to use it like it happened, like we said it did, not like we had Israeli Mossad and CIA teams out on the streets mowing the goddamn people down there in Las Vegas so that we could come up. This is how they, I mean, this is Israeli goddamn communism 101. Did they do this shit? Do you think they get, oh man, please. They kill little Palestinian children for goddamn sport. And we just stepped up to put our flag with their flag because we're their bitches. America is Israeli's bitch is what it comes down to. Authorities said Las Vegas shooter Paddock ability to fire hundreds of rounds. Yeah, you betcha that's what made the casualty count. Paddock, 64, killed himself before police stormed the suit. Whatever. It's all a lie. And then, you know, you come out and you call them on the line. No, we ain't talking about that, okay? It's what we say it is. I don't give a shit. You got people with goddamn showing where there were shootings in the goddamn casinos, three or four casinos and out on the street. Hey, I don't care. Goyim. Get down there, peasant bitch, you coolie bitch, and shut up and do what you're told. Feinstein bill, previously Democratic U.S. Senator Dianne Feinstein of California introduced a bill that would outlaw bump stocks, while several Republicans who have typically opposed gun restrictions signaled a willingness to explore the issue. Boy, they're coming together on it after this false flag run by, after the Mossad, after the Israelis came in and shot up our streets, man. They're coming together on taking our guns because you know what? We've got with this shit, what's going on. They better get them guns from us before we use them on it, if we got the goddamn balls to use them. That's the question. As part of the ATF's review of bump stocks, it plans to publish a notice that will eventually appear in the Federal Register seeking public comment. The legal analysis will revolve around definitions of the term machine gun, not the second article. I mean, yeah, the second article. Can you do it at all? No, we're just going to talk about our policies and how we're going to inflict our private policies on your public ass, you nobody, nothing American nationals. And rather, bump stocks, stock weapons are covered by that definition. Well, if it ain't, we'll just change it a little bit, because we're going to define what your rights are. And we've defined that your rights are just clear gone and you're just goddamn slaves. We defined them all the way from you and you stood there and let it happen. Worthless. The acting director of the ATF, Thomas Brandon, is scheduled to testify on Wednesday before the Senate Judiciary Committee, where he is expected to field questions on bump stocks, because they're sitting down deciding how they're going to take our rights away from us. They're sitting down. That little group in Washington, D.C. is going to sit down and talk about how they're going to take the rights away from 300 million people. And if they do it, we deserve it. We just deserve it. 300 million cowards.
Unbelievable.
It is unbelievable, brother. Man, growing up in this country, man, I thought America, toughness. I mean, like I said, when I was a kid, you know, shit, by the time I was 10 years old, I'm sitting there aching to get 16 years old so that I can go over to South Vietnam and kill a commie for my mommy. I had a fourth grade teacher, though, that, I mean, set me straight. And what the real, he said, when the communist comes, he said, always challenge authority. And when your challenges to authority are met with violence, you found the communists, okay? And that's what we have found, is the communists. They are here. And I mean, is it that people can't read the second article? And I mean, can't see that you cannot touch those. The government has no say in our Bill of Rights. That's why we put it in there, to make sure that's something that could never be touched. That was the whole reason for attaching it as the First Amendment to the original Constitution, was to say, this is what you will not fucking touch. And then here we are. Yeah, go ahead, brother.
Hey, you know what? This is the whole thing about it. We never, ever, 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 especially in these indoctrination centers called schools, they never say, hey, the second article is for your defense against tyrannical government. When you ask the average sheeple out there, this is what they want to say. Yeah, it's for my personal protection against common criminals. No, it's not. Mm-mm. It is your protection against the government. When they get out of hand, when they start subordinating our rights, which they already have, I mean, when you try to tell people that, man, they look at you like you got a pile of crap on your face.
Well, when I was a kid,
that's,
I'm telling you,
do.
this place where I'm at here, this was just a little small logging town on the edge of an Indian reservation. And in school, it ain't that way. It was not way. I mean, our teachers, especially until I got into like seventh grade, when everything went from history to social studies. And I think the teachers in the lower grades knew it was coming, because, man, I was never so drilled as I was in fourth grade about what a communist was, what a socialist was, what a democracy was, and what the true goddamn republic was supposed to be. That's where I saw their first original copy of the Constitution. I don't know where the teacher got it, but he put it up on a projector, and there was that Bill of Rights. I remember it just as clear as if I was looking at it right now, in the same moment. And it had the articles, and it was all written in hand-scribed. And it said Article the 1, Article the 2, Article the 3. And, I mean, he sat there, and he pounded that into our heads. And in sixth grade, I mean, the teacher in sixth grade, they're one of the man teachers, they put it, you know, for the hunter safety thing, there was no requirements for any of it, but he wanted everybody to know how to handle a gun. And so there was a goddamn class. And I mean, we went in there and they taught us how, I mean, we already knew how to handle a gun. Hell, I had guns by then. But I mean, it was there. And I mean, even to the bringing the BB guns into the class and laying down on our belly, shooting in the prone position, the sitting position, and the standing position, and the kneeling position, teaching you everything about a gun. Those guys knew. They knew what was coming down the pike. And they knew they were the last teachers.
They look at you like you have crap on your face because they're cowards.
That's exactly it, brother.
That's so true.
That's it.
You know another thing here? You know what my saying is now, man? I have this saying. When you go back and you look at those Bill of Rights, man, when you just look at them, what are they? They are anti-government. And a true American is anti-government. Because you know why? We don't have nobody who is a monarchy or lord or duke or us. You're not going to come in and ruin our personal lives. So to me, if you're a true American, you damn right. You are anti-authority and you are anti-government.
Well, hell yes. So, I mean, what did...
So you want to know why, man? If you ever notice, man, when anybody get into power, what do? They always abuse their power. I don't care who they are or what they say they come to do. At the end, they will abuse and use the people.
Yeah, absolutely correct. I mean, I can't remember which one said it. The government was like fire, you know, a dangerous
Washington.
Servant. Yeah, dangerous servant. And that, you know, the very word govern means to control. And, you know, government,
yep.
I mean, and of course, the Bill of Rights says this is what you cannot do. Of course, it's anti-government. Anti-government, that was what this whole country was proposed on the theory that you could be left alone. Nobody governed your actions. If you caused somebody a harm, the system was in place for a redress of grievance so that everybody, you know, you could settle your differences without shooting one another like in anarchy. But the bottom line here is that was said, I mean, that was put on there as a single amendment. That's why it was, you know, it looked like it did. And that's why they want to call it the First Amendment, Second Amendment. No, it was the First Amendment. It had 10 articles. And it's absolute law. And I mean, what kills me is that, you know, people just look at that and they can't get those simple. I mean, this isn't written in legal ease where you have to, you know, get out dictionaries and define every goddamn word to understand exactly what's being said, like in contract law. This is written in simple, common language, but it's written correctly. It's written in fact to where it can't read but one thing. I mean, but for a comma, they would have already tried to say that only the militias that under our control, only the army can have guns. Have a nice day. These men knew what they were doing.
We all know this, bull.
Of course we do. These men knew what they knew what was coming. The anti-federalist papers, they told us what was coming. And they tried to put the safeguards in place, but it was up to us to execute it. And what did they do? At first, they tried to enslave us, and then people beat back, and you had the Union Wars and the socialists, the communists coming in here trying to take the goddamn country over through the workers who was too stupid just to read the goddamn Bill of Rights and know they didn't need no international communists. All they needed was their individual will and to come together and enforce their rights. But they, you know, after that, then they tried this butter it up kind of thing. I mean, it's like after World War II, you know, two cars in every garage and a chicken in every pot. So you already got a house or you got a garage and you're going to get a second car and a chicken in the pot. I mean, they just, and then by the 70s, I've talked about this before, you had the bumper sticker. I'm spending my children's inheritance. Jesus Christ Almighty. People just got so, this is where they created these comfort zones. It wasn't out there, you know, you better have your P's and Q's together. You F up, you can mess everything up. But if you work hard and you keep your ducks all in a row, you can succeed. You can own a house. You can, you know, have a retirement. And they sold this bill of goods and everybody got soft and stupid. I mean, to quit looking at the Bill of Rights. That's what gave you anything you've ever had in this country, unless you're one of the aristocrats, is that Bill of Rights. And now you come up to today and you're talking about the Bill of Rights. Well, what's that, you know? Well, it's goddamn it, your rights. It's what gives you that freedom. You know, you hold your hand, and Billy, if you ain't holding your hand over your heart and standing up at the football game, boy, you're a low son of a bitch. It's just like the people that go in the military. Oh, they hold up that hand and they swear to uphold the Constitution, which that Bill of Rights is a part of, and they don't understand one fucking word of it. Never read it.
Hey, Henry.
All you got to do is what the government tells you. Go ahead, Dion.
Hey, you know what? And these so-called patriots who say, oh, that is offensive. Isn't one of those first five freedoms in the first article protest, isn't that one of them?
You're right to assemble, yeah. And I mean, you assemble and address your grievances in any way you choose to. But, you know, you're right. You know, offended? I'm offended by you. You have joined a military that is an international military under United Nations, a foreign military, in violation of the contract. You've gone over and you have beat the shit out of people in their own countries to take their resources for the kikes over in Israel, and now you think you're going to do it here. You have not...
No, man, they was fighting for freedom. What you mean? We got to go over there and get them before they come and get us.
Oh,
what
yeah.
You mean?
You betcha, brother. That's that bill of goods they've sold, but it ain't Washington. What goddamn freedom? I'm looking around me. I don't see that goddamn freedom you say you provided for me, you two-bit charlatan son of a bitch. You went over there and you took orders from the United Nations and you hurt other people in my name. I have nothing but detest for you and your ignorance for holding your hand up and swearing to a document you'd never read, never understood, with no intent. All I got to do is what the government tells me and I'm protecting freedom. You're a fucking retard. At that being said, we are at the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, man, I mean, don't back off on it. If these Trumpers want to come up, take them down. Beat them down. Whatever it takes. Let them son of a bitches know you're not going to have this goddamn good old boy, dirty church, Masonic dirty church shit crammed down your throat again. We're going all the way. Stay tuned. We got Spike. I hear you, brother. We got Spike Timmons coming up behind us with Hammering the New World Order on Indiana Freedom Talk Radio. Stay tuned for my brother. And like I said, don't back down. That is The Word from the Trenches.